With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan across the country on CBS Sports Network. Jerry in for Boomer this morning. Yankee tickets before 7 o'clock. And we've got the legendary, the great one, the one-of-a-kind, John Minko with us this morning. He's going to give you an update. Good morning, Mink. How you doing?
And good morning, guys. Good to see you here. I'll be here Monday and Tuesday.
That's CeeLo right.
Will be back at the end of the week.
Yes.
And this report brought to you by Security Dodge. Well, you know, we just segue into the commercial.
Right.
Shop 24/7 online at securitydodge.com during the Summer of Jeep Sales event and the Summer Clearance event. Well, the big hit in the Met 11-5 win over the Royals on Sunday, Ahmed Rosario, a tie-breaking two-run double as the Mets tallied 6 runs in the 7th inning. But the Mets trailed 4-3 there, and J.D. Davis was stopped by Gary DeSarcina at third base. This is prior to the Rosario double, and was thought that, you know, quite possibly he could make it, but he's not at 100%, was taken out of the ballgame at that point in time. Rosario comes up and puts the Mets ahead. And then the hit that garnered all the headlines.
Hammers this ball to left, and that's going to be number 40. Way back and long gone. Pete Alonso becomes just the fourth Met ever to have a 40 home run season.
That's Wayne Randazzo on WCBS 880 in New York. No doubt shot there. National League rookie record there as he passes Cody Bellinger, set a couple of years back. Alonso a home run from tying the franchise record now. That's Carlos Beltran and Todd Hundley. So the Mets splitting the 6 games on the road trip.
It's amazing to think how different baseball is, because all those years watching, you know, Strawberry, to think 39 was the max. And we thought, what an amazing home run hitter. And he was back in the day. Now 39, if that's what you finish with, middle of the road.
Sure.
Average home run hitter.
Right. Yeah, exactly. A little bit disappointed depending on who the player is.
Yeah, so different.
Yeah, but Pete Alonso, man, he's got a shot. He's got a shot at 50.
He does. He's got 6 weeks left.
Yeah.
To be honest, if he doesn't get 50, I think it'd be disappointing.
Yeah, I guess you're right. 6 weeks, 10 home runs. He should be able to do it.
Yeah. You would think, yeah.
I mean, it's home run derby now in every game. How about team standpoint? You know, so much was made, folks, about the Yankees hitting home runs against the Baltimore pitching over the course of the entire season. The Nationals hit 8 home runs yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah.
8 home runs.
And this is why I'm not worried about the Yankees pitching when it comes to October, because
hit a few more home runs.
That's all.
Although it is amazing that you've got guys like Hyunjin Ryu out there in L.A. still throwing an ERA of 1.5.
Sure.
And there are exceptions to the rule for what we're seeing.
We're talking a handful of guys, though.
It's a handful of guys, and that's it. Everybody else, if you're at a 3.5, you're doing a great job.
Yeah, basically.
And the point is that you hit 5 home runs as a team in a game. That is something that's, you know, the norm. It's something that should not, you know.
You're not surprised by it anymore.
No, you're not surprised at all by that.
Nope.
So the Mets are 2 back of the second wild card in the National League, along with the Phillies and Brewers. The Cubs and Cardinals even atop the NL Central, along with the second wild card. Nationals first. The Mets 24-10 since the All-Star break, and now they come home for a homestand with Indians, Braves, and Cubs. It will not be easy. No
difficult.
Doubt a step up in competition.
Although, having the Cubs, I got to check this. Having the Cubs been dreadful on the
road
this year?
Yes, they have.
Yeah. And the Mets have been great at home.
They haven't been great, period.
And these crowds are going to be great.
Yeah.
And I think that this team, you saw how they fed off the crowds in that National Series. I mean, it's going to be Citi Field is right
electric
now
again.
Is the place to be. So I feel really, really, regardless of the competition, I feel really good about the Mets at home on this homestand.
Yankees and Dodgers, top records in baseball. This home field, if it should come to that, and of course the Yanks are in a battle with the Astros for the top record in the American League, even though Houston has slumped just a little bit. The Yankees did keep CC Sabathia on the injured list a little longer than needed. Made his return yesterday. Now, this is Aaron Boone. CeCe lasted only 3 innings, 4 runs, 4 hits, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. It was an 8-4 Cleveland win.
I saw enough today from his stuff that when he was really locked in, I felt like he was pretty crisp at times. So, yeah, this is a step in building him back towards that, you know, full starter load.
Well, CeCe keeps it positive.
I felt really good out there today, and
you know, that's all I can ask for is just going out and, you know, being able to repeat my delivery. So if this is what it's going to be the rest of the year, I can definitely deal with this.
You know, and that's the question is, can you count on him in the postseason?
To start a game?
I would use him for a few innings.
I mean, to start a game, I don't know. You know, I think if you need somebody, come out of the bullpen, chew up a couple innings that didn't work out for you, or you think of him as like an opener type of deal, or just ride him, I guess, as long as you can if he's pitching well. But if you start him, you can't expect him to go more than four innings. I mean, that's
four or five innings, right?
I mean, five would be a miracle for CC Sabathia at this point in a postseason game. So, I mean, it's a good weapon to have, but I mean, I don't know if it's a lock that he's going to be on the postseason roster, is it? I mean, you think about it?
I would have to think about it, but I would think he would be, but you bring up a good question. It's a left-hander. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, they got plenty of those.
I mean, but you make the good point. Are you looking at him as an opener? I mean, once you get to the postseason, these managers, they have quick hooks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even if you're pitching well, they take you out.
Yeah.
Well, after about four innings.
Aaron Boone did not have a quick hook last year. That's what sort of got him in trouble. But Severino, him pitching well and coming back and being a guy who can maybe only go three or four innings as well. You know, then you got to make the choice which one of the guys you go with in that type of role. It's probably going to be Severino if he's healthy. So I don't know. I mean, CC, it's his last season. You'd love to have a guy like that around. I just don't know with the numbers game, you know, if it's a lock with the way that you would use him, that he would be on the postseason roster. I don't know.
Yeah. Preseason football, and it seems to me, other than quarterbacks, no one plays.
Yeah.
I mean, Bears kept their first-string defenders. They weren't even on the bench. They were back in Chicago.
Yeah, right. They weren't even there.
A lot of the Ram players didn't even make the trip to Hawaii for Saturday. So, yeah.
So, a night previous to the Giant game against the Bears out at MetLife, the Jets losing linebacker Avery Williamson for the season to a torn ACL. That occurred in the second quarter. This is Jet coach Adam Gase yesterday.
Just looking back on it, hindsight's 20/20. I wish I would have got him out of there a series earlier, but, you know, I've talked with him, and, you know, it's all me. You know, I'm the one that has to make that call and get him out of there, but, you know, we didn't, and it's a shame because he was having a good camp.
You know, that injury is amazing.
I know.
It?
I mean, you see the contact there. It's something you see in a football game, you know, a million times. And then he walks off the field.
But
you know,
he's fine.
He's not carted off the field, walks off the field. And that's why I was encouraged when I saw that. I said, okay, I mean, looks like, you know, banged up a little bit. He was in the game too late anyway, but season-ending injury.
The only thing I would say, and I don't know this, obviously, but if that injury occurs, it was going to happen. I do believe that. I mean, it's clearly, it's not strong enough, right? I mean, that's how it tears. So I get Coach beating himself up over it. It probably was going to happen anyway.
Yeah, I suppose. But that's also a little bit of a freakish thing where he hit him on his knee and it was an impact type of deal. Yeah, I don't know.
I guess.
I'm not sure. I'm sure we'll get one of those knee surgeons calling us any minute now to tell us about the ACLs. But, you know, it sucks for Avery Williamson and even more so for the Jets. That's their leading tackler last year.
Yep.
I mean, that guy was... Yep. Yeah, he was great for them. That was a really big signing for Mike Maccagnan because he got him on a discount from the Titans, and he was a leader on that defense, and he was one of the best players on that defense.
Was he with Joe and Evan every week, too?
Yeah, he was.
Right?
Yeah,
great spot with them.
We had him in here one day, too. He came in studio, I guess during the season, I think he came in, and then he ended up doing a weekly spot with Joe and Evan. He
was great. Very entertaining.
Yeah, and he was great with them.
Yep, and that basically means that Le'Veon Bell will not play at all in the preseason. So, at least to me, the code has been in the preseason. You play players limited in the first couple of games. You have like a dress rehearsal for week number three, and then no one plays in week four. I think they've taken the dress rehearsal out. No one plays in these preseason games now, except for quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, I think you'll see maybe a little bit more, an extra series for a quarterback in the third preseason game. The offensive line stays in there for the most part.
Yeah.
When the starting quarterback's in, the starting offensive line is generally in, but defenses aren't playing. Like, full defenses are just not playing. And, just with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter of the second preseason game, Avery Williamson was still in there, and that's what had happened.
Yeah. A longtime television broadcaster, Jack Whitaker, passed away over the weekend at the age of 95. I know you guys are a lot younger than me. But he called the play. Just to give you an idea of how these networks, you know, and the way they do television now, even went back to the Super Bowl I, and for those that are really technical, it was not noted as Super Bowl I. It was the NFL-AFL championship game back in the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum between the Chiefs and the Packers. And yes, there are still tickets available. It wasn't the grandest of crowds.
Nobody showed up.
But anyway, both CBS, which did the NFL games, and NBC, which did the AFL games, both networks did the AFL-NFL championship game at the Coliseum. And Jack Whitaker, on CBS, they actually split the play-by-play in that game. Ray Scott, who was a legendary Packer announcer at one time, did the first half. Jack Whitaker did the second half. And let's see, as I recall, the analyst was Frank Gifford. The sideline person was Pat Summerall. Whereupon on NBC, Kirk Gowdy did the entire game, along with Paul Chrisman, I believe it was. The sideline reporter was Charlie Jones, because I remember sitting on my couch watching this game, and they actually had a pre- and post-game show on NBC, which was hosted by Jim Simpson and George Raberman.
Wow. Look at this memory.
But this goes back. But Jack Whitaker, and he was maybe noted more for his essays and his reports and his soliloquies at major sports events. I mean, he did a ton of Super Bowls, covered them. Secretariat he covered as well. He was known for that. And to me, growing up, one of the great sportscasters, sports personalities, won an Emmy. Of all time, Jack Whitaker certainly be missed.
Yeah, so you didn't have those notes down you were reading. You were just off the top of your head, you were going through that entire broadcast. You remember all that.
Oh, I do, because I was I don't remember, because I was an AFL fan when I was a kid. You know, I loved the Titans, the New York Titans, and I love, you know, Clem Daniels and Cotton Davidson, quarterback of the Raiders, and when Lenny Dawson, a quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, with Abner Haynes as their running back, and Hank Stram, of course, was the coach. George Blanda was the quarterback of the Houston Oilers. He was also the place kicker.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, he played until he was like 70.
I was a big AFL fan, so I watched most of the NBC telecast, and I did forget that because when I saw the bio, and it said that Whitaker had done the play-by-play for the Super Bowl I, and I said, wait a minute, I thought Ray Scott did that. And then so I did research that, and that's when I found out that they split halves.
Look at that. Amazing. Something you'll never see again. All right, Mink, thanks. Hey. It's great seeing you. We'll see you next hour.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.